Dr. Vanessa Pavey is on the phone. She is from Life Extension. And when it came to the best and worst states for wellness in 2022, where did Illinois land, Doctor?
Actually, in ranking between all 50 states plus the District of Columbia, it ranked number 34.
That's not too good.
It's actually right in the middle of all of the states plus the District of Columbia.
So what was the criteria for determining the best and worst states for wellness?
Yes, actually, what we did was we analyzed three main categories. So category number one was physical and mental health. Category number two is, well, just access to open spaces like national parks and nature. And then category number three is demonstrating an interest in integrative health and wellness.
I saw some of the states that border us. Iowa did extremely poor. Alabama is the worst in the country. Wisconsin just did a little bit better than we did. Indiana, you know, not so great either. Does it have something to do with our long winters, or does it? Because I see some of the states that were at the top, California, Arizona, Florida, those are sunshine states.
They sure are. And I think what interfered with the ranking of Illinois was the fact that there really isn't any designated national parks in Illinois. Now, I'm from Illinois, actually. I grew up in the Joliet area, and I do know that there are nature preserves. But unfortunately, because there isn't a national park designated, it did bring you down in the ranking.
Interesting. And where are you now since you grew up in Joliet?
Oh, well, I currently live in Nevada. While I'm working at Life Extension.
And what is Life Extension? Because you are the author of this research. So tell us about that.
Oh, well, I'm not exactly the author of the research. I'm certainly.
But it's kind of
available.
Funded. It's funded by Life Extension. So I was kind of just trying to figure out exactly what Life Extension is.
Oh, absolutely. So it is a supplement company, but primarily we're an information-based company trying to get health-related information out to the public. In fact, as a company, you know, we're very passionate about helping people to live healthier lives, which is why we were trying to provide some information on healthy places to live.
I saw that there is a 25% increase in anxiety and depression globally this year, and this has been identified as the year of self-care. What exactly is self-care, and how much money do we spend trying to create self-care?
Oh, gosh. You know, it really is a booming industry. I think more people are wanting to be proactive with their health instead of reactive. And more money is being shoveled into that. Really, it's valued around, you know, $4 trillion a year, and there are projections that it could get up to $7 trillion by 2025.
And so that's people spending money on exercising, healthy eating, yoga, meditation. Tell us all the forms of self-care that factor into that $4 to $7 trillion mark that we spend.
Oh, well, the terms that Life Extension was using for analyzing this data were like meditation, yoga, mindfulness, healthy diet, and interest in, you know, how vitamins and supplements work in the body. So we can kind of lump that together as health, wellness.
Yeah, because I see even now you can have an app. I saw this app named Calm that you can just, you know, listen to something calm, or you can have somebody read to you. Is that all a form of self-care as well?
Oh, absolutely.
And how do you practice self-care, Doctor?
Oh, me, I like to get out in nature. That's why I know that there are really nice nature preserves in Illinois. One of my favorite ones is the Rock Run Preserve. So getting outside, connecting with nature, it's so important for our mental well-being.
I think that really is a key. Well, thank you for joining us. If people want to see this, they can go to lifeextension.com.
Yes, they can.
Okay. We're 18 people, 34 actually, when it comes to wellness in the states. In Iowa, much worse. Indiana and Wisconsin, just about the same. I guess if you're looking for extreme wellness, it's California, Arizona, Florida, where all the sunshine is. It's 3:44, time to get a check on weather, and you can't complain about it today.